Gracie, thank you so much for the time. What was working for you in the circle to have such a dominant outing against Newfield?
Really just finding my spots and working hard to mix up the counts.
Was there a certain point in the game where, you know, you realized that maybe something special was brewing, that, you could, you know, kind of go the distance here without allowing any hits?
Probably like halfway through when I realized that I was really on my game that day and that I might have something happening.
Now, I got to ask, have you ever thrown a no-hitter at any level, whether that's varsity, JV, travel, youth, whatever? Is this the first time ever?
No, I had a few in modified, and in travel I've had a few.
Gotcha. And, you know, not only did you excel on the mound, but, you know, you also did well at the plate. You had a couple of hits, and obviously the rest of the team did really well with 17 runs plated. What was going right for the team as a whole hitting-wise last week?
Really just being patient and trying to hit the right pitch.
Gracie Kalpnicki's with us of Union Springs Softballer, Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cuga Health. We're only just one game in, so I'm sure you put in an incredible amount of work during the offseason and the preseason. What part of your game did you really hone in on during the offseason, preseason?
I mean, this year we have a really young team, so it's really important to just try to take a leadership role and really work on being better for myself.
Yeah, I was going to ask because, you know, you got starting time last year as a freshman. You're now a sophomore. You know, this is still a very young team. So how has your role kind of grown as a leader on this team as, again, just only a sophomore?
I think it's really important that for the younger kids just to have a good role and, like, show them how to really be a leader on the team.
Excellent. And just kind of going to your game on an individual level here, obviously you've excelled both hitting and pitching. Is there one sort of aspect there that you favor one over the other and why, or is it just kind of like, yeah, hey, I like them pretty equally?
Oh, yeah, I like them pretty even. I mean, I've been pitching for a while, so I've gotten really comfortable in the circle.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. Gracie Kalpnicki is with us of Union Springs Softballer, Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cuga Health. You know, going back to last season, Haley Smith was obviously the ace of this team, just did absolutely tremendously. So how did Haley, you know, even going back to last season, really kind of help you out in terms of your pitching and develop overall?
Yeah, I mean, Haley is a really good player, and last year as a freshman, she really was a very good leader. I look up to her a lot for that.
And that lineup last year, I mean, I remember there were just so many talented seniors, even outside of Haley, like, you know, Danielle Walter and Ella Johnson. So how do those other players kind of really help you settle into the lineup, even outside of Haley, and develop overall?
Yeah, really looking up to them, just seeing them in practice, how hard they work, and just putting that for myself really helps.
Absolutely. And I'm wondering what sort of team goals you have in mind. Obviously, you want to go back to an IAC championship, try to win it for a third straight time. But what other goals do you have in mind, maybe outside of that?
See how far we go, how we can, like, win as many games as possible with the IACs, really working together as a team, too.
And what sort of individual goals do you have, whether it's from a hitting perspective or a pitching perspective? Do any come to mind there?
Pitching is like as good as I can, and also hitting, and honestly just doing as best as I can for the team.
And what do you think is the biggest key for this team overall to not only top the division again, but also, you know, find more success in the postseason?
As long as we work together and just keep going as we're going right now, I think we should be pretty good.
All right, it's time for our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where listeners will get to know you a little bit better with some quick-fire questions. You ready for them?
Yeah.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All righty, first question for you here. Who is your funniest teammate?
Ella Dougherty.
And what makes her so funny?
She always has something to say at every moment.
Nice. All right, second one for you here. Who is your favorite musician, band, or artist that you just love listening to no matter what?
I really like SZA.
SZA, that is a very, very good choice. She is excellent. All right, third question for you here. What is your favorite food? It could be a guilty pleasure or something that you just love having all the time.
I really like mac and cheese.
Oh, man. Do you put anything in your mac and cheese, like some hot sauce, chicken nuggets, any of that, or just plain?
Just plain mac and cheese.
All right. That's fair enough. It's very good at its own. Really respect that. All right. Fourth one for you here. We've talked a lot about favorites. Let's talk about least favorites. Who is your least favorite sports team? Could be college, pros, whatever.
That's a hard one. Probably, I'll just say like LSU.
Yeah, that's fair. Not a big fan of their head coach for sure. All right, last one for you here. What are three apps that you can't live without?
Probably TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Yep, very popular choices there. Well, Gracie, obviously a great start for you and the team last week. Best of luck the rest of the season here, and congrats on being named our Fueling Excellence Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.